everybody. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
Rod is a trance channel. And that means his consciousness is totally gone and the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's you, will come through. You are the ones who make the call, basically. We get no advance notice, and it's always just a delight. We are getting more callers, so would you please limit yourself to 3 questions or 5 minutes, whichever comes first. And remember that if you want more of an answer to your question, you have to ask it. You have to develop the topic. They will only answer what you ask. So if a simple yes or no satisfies you, fine. Otherwise, if you want more, you have to ask, okay? And then if we have an empty time with no callers and you have another question, you're welcome to come back on later. The numbers to call, if you're on a listen-only line, there are 2 Q&A lines that you have to call instead in order to ask questions. Toll-free, 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. The alternate line is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. So, here we go.
Hello, everybody.
Welcome.
This is Merlin.
Yes, Merlin.
I knew surprise, it. Surprise.
Merlin and I arranged this ahead of time. It's the only time that's happened. So I have the privilege of visiting with him on a regular basis, which I absolutely adore. And he is so incredibly helpful. So it's a real pleasure to have you here, Merlin.
Thank you, dear.
Do you have a message for our listeners before we start on questions?
I would have everybody trust, especially themselves. When you don't trust yourself, you tell the universe that you're not worthy of your dreams. So, by all means, trust yourself.
That is beautiful advice. And along with that, I would assume would be to use your discernment, use your highest sense of listening and paying attention to the little hints that you get.
Amen.
And we call it intuition, but it's really, it's more than that. And it's really important at this time, is it not?
It certainly is.
Yes, yes. We are watching people within our circles step up to opportunities offered to them that would be beneficial but might be a little scary, a little stretch, and others saying, oh, no, I don't want to do that, and not be willing to reach out and take the bull by the horns, so to speak, and do something maybe that they haven't done before but could be very beneficial to them.
That is certainly happening, dear.
It sure is. So, the inauguration was last Friday. So that's since our last call. And what I saw looked beautiful. Big crowd, positive people. Trump really taking the bull by the horns on many topics.
Now, indeed.
Very proud of him.
Yes, he's off and running.
Okay. And I understand that one of the major networks showed the crowd at 8:30 in the morning instead of at noon to try to make him look bad because, of course, the inauguration was at noon, as it always is. And 8:30 in the rain, is anybody going to be there? Hardly.
Correct.
And someone pointed out that the flag behind him had no gold fringe. Is that true?
That is true.
Okay. Can you explain the significance of that to people who don't know?
The significance of the gold fringe is the incorporated United States. And so this was not that.
So this is a silent, partial announcement in a way of the new governance coming. Just one little way that they could do that, right?
Yes, one little tidbit.
Mm-hmm. Love tidbits. Okay, he's pretty much cleaning house, is he not? And draining the swamp, as we say?
That's correct, he is.
I saw an email today that he's fired all the State Department managers. Now, I don't know if he's just fired the ones that were appointed by Obama or the long-term ones as well.
He is cleaning house, dear.
Everywhere.
Yes.
CIA.
Yes.
Homeland, everywhere.
Yes.
Okay, that is great. Some people have been concerned that some of the appointees, at least some of them, are maybe not for the people or who have what they would call bad track records. But it's my understanding that many of them, first of all, are billionaires, and so they can't be bought very easily.
That is true.
Okay, and many are good military, like retired military, or have a military background and be good guys, good military, which there are many.
Yes.
And that the ones he's appointed that maybe have a marginal background as far as being for the people, maybe not, that maybe they haven't been, when they mess up, he can fire them and say why to the public.
Correct. What he wants is for them to get the job done. That's his criteria.
Okay. So all of them are people who can take action.
Yes.
Not couch potatoes.
Correct.
Right. Okay. Great.
And this is a good thing.
This is a great thing. Okay. Now, two concerns that have come up. TPP, he did fire, which he's closed that up, correct?
Yes.
However, the Keystone Pipeline and the North Dakota Pipeline situation, he is backing. Can you explain what's happening there?
This is something that he has not really paid attention to. And I think you will see this reverse.
So somebody or some group is working closely with him to help him understand the real truth of both those situations?
Yes.
And that would tend to mean that he would get on board with the much more positive ways of addressing our energy needs than fossil fuels.
Yes, he will.
And it just hasn't been a big priority for him in the past, so he's just not up to speed yet. Is that what's happening?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. There was an email today that the UK Prime Minister, Theresa May, is reaching out to Trump in a positive way. Is she a good guy, so a good gal, so to speak?
Yes.
So so the UK now has a prime minister that's on the positive side for future rather than the cabal side.
Correct.
Oh, that's great. That's great. I wasn't aware of that. That is awesome. A number of people have said that Trump is the perfect person for the job right now and is being supported by the Galactics and those behind the scenes who've worked so diligently to bring about our new governance. I certainly believe that.
Yes, he's doing this part, even though that wasn't his original plan.
No, it wasn't, was it?
No.
Surprise!
Yes.
He did agree to stir the pot, and he is still doing that.
And will continue.
And
yes.
Will continue just from a different position than he had anticipated. Huh?
Yes.
Okay. Good. Great. Okay. James Gilliland has spoken in favor of Trump. And James is, of course, ESETI, works with the UFOs and galactics from his ranch. Very good guy, as I understand.
Indeed he is.
Yes. And I have a new video by him that I just saw today that I could send to anybody who wants. Just send me an email at myfoundation@fastmail.fm, and I'd be happy to forward it to you. I had the pleasure of getting to know him a bit last year, and he's a good guy, and he's had a lot of attacks because of that.
Yes, he has.
Yes. Is there anything else you would like to share about him and his ranch and what he's been doing there?
It is a very positive thing that he is doing, making it easier for the ships to come down and be seen. And I think he is to be saluted for that effort.
I think so, too. The host and I have not yet had the pleasure of visiting the ranch, but it's certainly in our plans for the near future.
And that is a good thing.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, we're excited about that. Okay, with a lot of the rallies, marches, and other things going on that are basically anti-Trump, can you share about how those are being financed?
Well, it is all being financed by the cabal, as you know.
Yes.
You know this.
I do know this.
And you're asking me.
Well, I'm giving you a chance to talk instead
yes,
of me talking.
Yes, well, it's, yes. And it's, you know, it's not working, but it's a distraction.
Yes, it is a distraction and certainly non-productive.
For sure, for sure.
I do see a number of people peripheral to us who were in the Clinton camp and have now decided that Trump's a pretty good deal and they will hang out and watch what happens, but at least they're more positive than negative was where they started. And that's a good thing.
Yes.
And is that happening generally in what you see in the general public?
More people are in that camp than would like to admit it.
Okay. They don't want to be honest with their friends and relatives.
You know, but they are allowing themselves to see what's going to happen. And that is great.
That is great. A somewhat open mind is far better than a closed one of any kind.
Correct.
Good, good.
Well, there's an exception to that.
Yes, would you share?
Yes, fear. Don't be open to fear.
Oh, true. Oh, right. Absolutely. Yes, everything is either fear or love. Make a choice.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay, apparently George Soros, or a clone, or a double, or a hologram, or whatever, spoke at Davos, Switzerland last week. Can you provide any insight into that?
Well, this is part of the last gasp of the cabal. They're, you know, they haven't totally gone away. They will, but that process is reaching its conclusion.
Yes, and Benjamin Fulford said a few weeks ago that Soros had been taken out, and therefore it would have to be a double or a clone or a projection of some kind.
A clone.
A clone. It was a clone. Okay. And the clone looked a lot younger, reportedly. And it wasn't really a clone of George the way he looked when he left the planet?
Correct.
Okay. So some people would be smart enough to spot that.
Oh, many people.
Good. 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 That's excellent. I saw Lauren Gergo being quoted in a positive way. I think she has been a very forefront person in sharing some good news that's not political necessarily or economic or whatever, but is from a higher perspective. Is that true?
He is for the planet and for humanity. And I think that is a really good thing.
It is a good thing. I've enjoyed her reports for some time. And she's had her share of challenges also.
Yes.
Okay. I've been told now that the galactics are pretty much in control of Antarctica and the exposures that are happening down there.
Indeed.
They are.
They are.
Okay.
And I think you are going to be getting a lot of information very soon from that part of the world.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, and about that part of the world.
Yes. It's been hidden from us for so long, and of course, most people have never visited there or even maybe wanted to. But it's true that no cabal members can escape from there anymore?
That is true.
Okay. So if they go there, they're stuck?
Yes.
Or if they're taken there, they're stuck?
Well, they're stuck on the planet. So it's not a case that they can't leave there on the planet, but it was a very popular exit point and is no longer.
Excellent. That is terrific. Can you give us little hints about some of the things that will be coming out about Antarctica? I understand there's buildings or there were civilization, one or more civilizations. Was it part of Atlantis?
Yes, it was part of Atlantis. And it's one of the pieces of evidence of pole shifting having occurred on this planet.
Okay. I didn't realize that Atlantis extended down that far. Was the planet pretty much like it is to now, or was it quite different in the way the continents were when Atlantis was present?
Quite different.
Okay. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, Trump has vowed to support Israel and has invited Prime Minister Bibi to visit Washington, I understand. Can you elaborate on that at all and why this would be the case at this time?
Do you remember when he called all of the media execs for a conference?
Yes.
I think you might find this is a very similar situation.
Oh, he's going to read him the Riot Act?
Correct.
Oh, I love that. Oh, great. Now that is exciting news, okay? So it's
kind of appropriate, don't you think?
Totally appropriate. There are so many good Jewish people, I think, who really don't understand the damage that Bibi has done, is my sense. I'm just guessing at that.
That is true.
It's true. Okay. Palestinian funding. Is the UN going to step in and fund the changeover for Palestine to be its own place and the settlements to leave?
Is who going to do that?
The UN or who? I'm not up to speed on Palestinian funding or support.
There will be support for that from basically Europe.
From Europe?
Yes.
Okay. So as the countries in Europe become more and more non-cabal, shall we say, they want Israel cleaned up, do they not?
They do indeed.
And Israel having nukes?
It's in their backyard.
Yes. And Israel has nukes.
Yes.
And has, if my memory serves me correctly, which is iffy, has not signed the non-proliferation agreement, has not agreed to not use them. Is that true?
That is so.
Oh, good grief.
That is not very smart of them, in my opinion.
I'm with you on that. That's so true. Okay. So, a number of congressmen and women probably are going to be upset with what Trump says to Bibi once they find out?
Some will.
But others may be, yay!
Yes.
Good, good, good. Has the balance in Congress shifted at significantly away from cabal minions and toward people who see the light and see that there's a better way?
The members of Congress are going through a what is happening phase, basically. And that makes them a little more open to what is going on. And that's a good thing.
That,
don't you think?
It is a very good thing.
Yes.
Way too many of them have been on the cabal payroll, shall we say, one way or another.
Yes.
And a little bit too supportive of non-positive stuff.
Yes.
Okay. We have a caller. Carol, welcome.
Hello,
dear.
Hello, Marilyn. Hello, Mary. Hello, Rod. I understand I have extreme scar tissue in my throat, and so it's very painful every time I move my neck. Could you tell me how extensive that scar tissue is and if it is healing?
I would prefer that you ask me to help you heal it.
I was going to do that. Please, please, help me heal it. Can you do that? Well, of course you can.
Of course I can. Done.
Yes, you can. All right. And my healer has me massaging my arms and legs and feet and all my body 2-3 times a day. Is that good for me?
That is good for your body, yes.
Okay. And she's going to work on my lymphatic system tomorrow. That will help me a bit, right?
Yes, it will.
Okay, thank you. And,
you're welcome.
I'm going to survive the night.
With bells on.
Pardon?
With bells on.
No, thank you. I'm going to put some bells on. I need them.
All right.
And thank you very much
you
for
do.
Helping me with the neck.
You are most welcome, my dear.
Okay, many blessings.
And to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol.
Namaste.
Hey, namaste.
Okay, welcome, Cindy.
Hi, how are you? Hi, Merlin.
Hello, dear.
Hello. A friend would like me to ask a couple questions for her. Her sister and her inherit a house from her mother in Mississippi. Could you tell me what dollar amount she should drop the price of the house so it will sell quickly.
Could you give me the first name, please?
Janice. And her sister's name is Joanne.
And they have this house, and they want to sell it. Has it been on the market?
Yes, and it has two pieces of property, and the house has not been updated since 1970. They're asking $250,000.
And their question is, what price should they place it at to make it sell quickly?
Yes.
$182,000.
Okay. And then her sister Joanne has one of these diseases. She has these things all over her body, like thousands of them, and it's very painful for her. And her name is Joanne. How soon will the healing machines or whatever is going to be happening, how soon will those be available for her to be healed so she's not in all this pain? They're gross all over the...
Dear one,
yes.
I'm afraid the issue isn't healing machines. The issue is she's not allowing the healing to happen.
Ah, okay.
And that's her choice, of course, and her right.
Yes. Okay. And then, Mary, have I been 5 minutes, or do I have time for another question?
You keep going. Keep going, Cindy. It's great to have you here.
Okay. I do have another personal question for myself, but I would like to ask about this man. His name is Cliff High, and his book is called Half Past Human. I really don't have the best feeling about him. Is he sort of not on track with the truth?
That's a very polite way to put it.
Okay, so...
I'll go with that.
Okay. Okay, so on the personal side, Francois, is he going to be open-minded enough when I start talking to him about our off-world family and... inner earth family? Is he going to be able to handle that without thinking I'm nuts?
Why would you care if he thinks you're nuts?
Well, that's true. Well, he thinks I'm a very interesting person. Okay.
He certainly does. That is true.
Yeah. Will we still get together on March 15th of 2017, or is that farther out?
On track.
Oh, cool. Thank you, dear Merlin. Thank you very much.
And my pleasure, dear.
Oh, here's a question. I was watching a YouTube thing about people with superpowers. So I'm giving you permission to tap into my brain and try to see the YouTube. It was in Thailand, and two young women, and the one woman was arguing with the man, two men, and the one man went to push on the woman, and the younger girl raised up her hands, and they just got slammed against the wall and up the wall, and she didn't know she could do this. And when she started crying and wailing, then everything around her started flying all over the place. Is is it just an inner thing she had, or is she someone from, let's say, Pleiades or wherever, that came into, you know, was born into the human body, or is this just a natural gift she has?
I'm not sure she would describe it as a gift.
Well, true. It shocked the hell out of her.
This is something that she has, and it would serve her to learn to control it.
Okay. Well, she didn't even know she had that, by the way the video went. So, okay. Well, that's it for now. Thank you, Merlin, and thank you, Mary, and congrats on the move.
Thank you, Cindy.
Namaste.
Bye-bye.
Okay, let's take a minute here to give you phone numbers if you are on a listen-only line and you'd like to ask a question of Merlin. We are having Merlin as our guest today, which is awesome. The Q&A lines, you need to call a different number. There's a toll-free number to ask a question. That is 888-627-6008. And the alternate line is 323-744-4831. And we look forward to you calling in and asking. Anything is askable. And so we would welcome you, and we are just so very pleased to have Merlin with us today. This is an opportunity for you to talk to Merlin with your heartfelt questions. So is there anything else you'd like to share right now with our listeners, Merlin, that's come to you?
I would ask everyone to be open to magic. Magic is very powerful, and if you allow it, it can help you in many, many ways. Right, dear?
Oh, so right. So right. Thanks to you, I see more and more of this in our lives, in little things and big things, that just a situation can just flip positively in a second. Or something goes so much more smoothly than it might have. It's just a pleasure to observe the universe supporting, how it supports those of us who are doing our best to reach for the higher levels of consciousness and to be more aware of what's going on so that we can be a positive influence. And basically to wake up to who we really are more and more, little by little, but more and more.
And to serve.
And to serve. Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, we're very, the host and I are very pleased, as I think several people are, that Trump is taking on the CDC. There was a report of a raid three mornings ago. I don't have the date in front of me, at 3 a.m., where they went in and took computers and took stuff to prove that the CDC has been withholding information that they should have released. Is that correct?
Yes, that's the tip of the iceberg, dear.
Yes. Okay. So the raid was just a start, right?
Yes. And what they're looking for, they're just starting to find.
I would imagine from many of the reports that I've read of just little bits of information that the depth of the, reports that have not been released to the public, the depth of the issues, of all kinds of health issues and research that's been done, is going to, if even begins to flow out gently is going to shock the public. Is that true?
Absolutely. What they have done is unthinkable.
Well, the CDC has been run by the cabal, or cabal binions, has it not?
That's correct.
For a very long time.
For a long time.
And thus, health solutions and information has been withheld from the public and caused a lot of diseases and deaths that weren't really necessary if they'd let the information out.
Not only has information been withheld, incorrect information has been dispensed.
They've lied. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, and some of the people that worked for the CDC over the years, weren't there a number of people that resigned or left or got taken out because they knew what was going on, at least a little bit of it?
Yes.
What a swamp. That by itself is a swamp.
Yes.
Okay. So this means that Robert Kennedy Jr., who's been assigned to a commission to investigate vaccines and so forth, this is a really good thing, is it not?
It is.
And he's up to the task?
He will do a great job. He has plenty of motivation.
Excellent. Excellent. And Trump's youngest son, Barron, is been reported to have some autism or something like that.
Yes.
Yes, he does, right?
Yes.
Is he high functioning autism?
Yes.
Okay. So something like the machine we're getting might reverse that if I were ever able to get to or somebody with the machine I'm getting?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. That would be so helpful. I would love to do that. Maybe we can work that out somehow.
So be it.
Okay, you're on. Because I'll need magic to pull that off. For sure, okay.
And you have plenty of magic, my dear.
All right. Cindy, you're back. Welcome.
Yes, it's about the CDC. So my family are interesting characters. So they're buying into the company Snopes and these other media reports saying that the raid on the CDC is a hoax. When is it going to come out that it was not a hoax and it actually happened?
Within a matter of days.
Okay. Because they're still mourning that Hillary didn't become president. And they're just so full of hate. And I was really sad yesterday. It broke my heart that they're stuck. So, but I know that's their choice, but I feel so bad for them. So I hope they awake soon. So you're thinking within about 7 days it'll be saying, no, it really happened?
Yes, but let me ask you a question.
Yes.
How does it serve you to hurt yourself with what this group of people do or don't do?
It doesn't serve me at all.
Well, then knock it off.
Okay, I will. I let it go last night. Some friends were just so loving to me, I was able to release it. But I feel bad for my family. So release the feeling bad for the family. That's what you're saying.
I ask you again, how many victims are there in the world?
None.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. Could you take a deep breath, Mary, so I can hang up and redial so I can hear what you're talking about?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. Because I have to hang up and then redial. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Cindy.
Namaste.
Okay, Barbara, welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. Could you possibly give me an update about what's happening with the currencies and the RV? Are we close?
Yes, dear, you are.
How close?
I can't go better than close at this point in time because it wouldn't serve you.
February, March, April, May, next year?
Springtime for sure.
Springtime for sure. What else is our President Donald J. Trump going to do? Besides what he's actually doing now, what else is he going to do that will benefit all of us?
He is going to do his best to get the country in a place where they're ready to hear about new governance and about friendly beings from places other than Earth.
And that would be friendly places, would be how many planets? Friendly?
How many planets?
Yes.
Quite a few, my dear. Quite a few.
Okay. Who and what was I in the past life? What was I?
Do you want the boring life or the little more exciting one?
I want both.
I'm going to give you the exciting one.
Okay.
You had a lifetime as a juggler. You were male. You were quite good at your craft. And you had, well, let's put it this way. You enjoyed the company of many women.
Could you explain?
Explain?
Yes, I don't know how to juggle now for the life of me. I can't get those balls straight. I can only do two.
Well, that was then. That skill obviously hasn't come to this lifetime.
Right.
But you ask.
What was the boring one? A scrub lady washing clothes in a creek?
No, dear.
What was it?
I'm not going to go there.
It's that bad?
It would not serve you.
Was that the only past life I had, was being a juggler, a male juggler?
You've had many lifetimes, dear. I tried to give you one of the more exciting ones.
Is there one more that's creeping around the corner that was a little bit more exciting than being a male juggler?
More exciting than that?
Yes.
Well, you tell me what is more exciting than that.
I think it's a comedy.
A comedy is more exciting than a male juggler?
I just think it's actually very funny because I didn't think I would do something like that in my past life. I thought I had more. I was like Helen of Troy or something like that. I just didn't think I was a male juggler. It's laughable.
let's not forget the part where you bedded hundreds of women.
That's the part I don't get. I don't get that part.
You don't get that part?
No, hundreds of women?
Yes. I need to spell that out for you?
Please do.
Okay. Went to bed with and had sex with?
Oh, gotcha. Thank you so much.
I wasn't sure you wanted me to spell it out, but...
I got it. Oh, boy, I won't sleep tonight. Oh, boy, okay.
It was an exciting lifetime.
I think I'll go back to being a juggler. Okay. Oh, all right.
Barbara, I think you had a blast in that lifetime.
Oh, what happened? What happened now in this lifetime? Nothing.
A different focus, my dear.
I'm hot. I can open the windows here.
Namaste.
Namaste.
Oh, that was good. I was going to suggest, but I'll do it here now, that the past life work I've done myself, first of all, there's the interesting part of the factual part, like for Barbara being a juggler and popular among the women, okay?
Yes.
But there's another aspect, and that is what was the lesson, the major focus and lesson in that lifetime? And I've learned so much about lifetimes and the patterns of how we create really a positive flow with all the different lifetimes that we can have or have had of developing the positive lessons that we take from that life and take into other lives with us. So that would be the second part. First would be the factual part. And the second would be what did I learn in that lifetime or what was I supposed to learn in that lifetime? Okay, Carol, you're back. Welcome.
Hello, dear.
Hello. As long as you're willing to help me with the scar tissue in my throat, would you also be willing to help me with the scar tissue in the rest of my body, especially the ileocecal bowel? And I also understand we all have problems with our mitochondria. I'm wondering if perhaps you could help me with that.
Done to all of those.
Thank you so much, and many blessings to all of you. I appreciate
and
all of you.
Many blessings to you, dear.
Thank you.
Thank you, Carol. Thank you. Okay. I would just like to share something because I know I've shared this with you, Merlin, about some of the experiences we have in this life and how people we interact with have some connection or something, and then it changes and we're like, we move on. That a lot of that is past life clearing, is it not?
Yes, it is.
Could you explain any of that to our listeners to help them, those who are not clear on this, understand better how that works?
Interactions between individuals, especially individuals in relationships, can create imbalances, some would call karma. And when those individuals reincarnate, they still have that to balance out, if you will, or clean up. Does that?
Yes, that's very good. So sometimes when a man and a woman marry and then they divorce a few years later, that's because they brought their relationship back to kind of a neutral balance?
Yes, they're finished.
They're finished, they're complete.
Yes. Yeah.
And so it's time for them then to move on.
Yes.
And it's my understanding that some couples who are in that situation stay together and wear out the relationship or create new karma because they don't acknowledge that they're done and move on.
That's correct.
Yeah, I've seen that happen a number of times with some long marriages. Not all. Some long marriages are wonderful. And the same would be with a boss and an employee.
Yes.
Or
isn't it marvelous that there are so many possibilities available to you?
Oh, huge. Siblings.
Yes.
Parent, child. Grandparent, grandchild.
Authorities.
Yes. Okay. Short-term relationships. They're like firecrackers and then there's nothing left.
That's right.
Just all kinds of things like that. It's so interesting to explore that. I have had a ball. Once I got used to the idea that this is what's going on, I had a ball learning about a lot of my past lives and the people that have been in my life this time and how each one came to balance. It's been awesome.
Good. That is a good thing.
Yeah, and anytime I would be asked, I would say, hey, the more you can find out and understand about this, the better off you are. It's just so healing.
It is indeed.
Yes.
And fulfilling.
And fulfilling, yes. Yes. And allows you to move on in freedom.
Yes.
To the next one. Okay, well, Merlin, thank you so very much for your wonderful presence today.
My pleasure, dear.
Very appreciative, and you know how much I love you and appreciate you. So thank you so much.
It's been my pleasure, dear.
Namaste.
Namaste.